Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhat like David and Bathsheba, the lust of a dreamer. She struts like a diva, she wants to be a keeper. Belt double and quad, feelings run deeper. Then we plunge much deeper. Push up front from the jump of Caesar. Stimulated by my narrative cadence, articulate in part I relate. If I release the beast, it'll just leave you jaded. I know, trust me,
what it means to tell a lie, but I ain't fronting on the truth. I've been completely innocent with the moves that I've been making on you. It's been a long time, us going all this way, this back and forth, and I can't ignore it. Please help me solve this case. Release your soul to feel the rhythm rise. Release, free your mind. Release, cause I've got to move you out the room. Release, it's your time to shine. With benefits that you can cash any day. Well, I feel the same way about this here, and I want you to know it's alright with me. It's been a long time, us going all this way, this back and forth, and I can't ignore this. Please help me solve this case. Release your soul to feel the rhythm rise.
Forgiven. I'm not one to judge or discuss what the business. If you can sip it, baby, then maybe then we can kick it. Tell me what the skinny is while we push skinny dipping. Women, that's a given, so giving, candid and vivid. First with benefits, plus interest, then I can take it. Butterfly kisses, let me see you play submissive. As I gently lather your body till it glistens.
Excuse me if I'm too forceful.
It's all right.
But I've got to make myself clear. If you're looking for love that'll keep you warm, then I'll be the one you need. Oh, yeah. Release your soul to feel the rhythm right. Release, free your mind. Release, I've got the mood, you've got the groove. Release, it's your time.
Welcome everyone to John Talk Radio tonight. It's our March 7th show, 2015. My special guest is Live Heart. Live Heart, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, John.
I was just really grooving to that song.
That's awesome.
It's such a great song. And it's just, you know, I could probably live on just music. I think I'm insane. I'm addicted to music. There's no doubt about it. If people know me, it's just the way it is. But that song has got so much energy to it, and there are songs that, you know, I listen to and you can think, okay, I've heard that, and then there are songs where you just want to listen to it again, and that's the way it is with that song. If we could start the interview out with, let's just start with that song, if you could talk about it a little bit. And I love the bass in that. I'm not sure who's playing that in that recording, but that's a pretty good bass player.
That was awesome. Rohan Reed is the bass player on that track, and he's played bass on the entire album. He's a phenomenal bass player. He's out of Orlando here. But Release is a great record. I love this song. It almost didn't make the album.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it almost didn't make it, but, you know, it's on there now, and it's a great record. I mean, I wrote this song kind of just, you know, in one of those situations where you were, you know, you kind of have a crush on someone, you kind of like someone, but they're not really showing you whether or not they want to, you know, give you the time or not. And it's just like, come on, just release, just let yourself be free and just enjoy the moment. So that's kind of where that song came out of.
Now, that's good, because when you write songs, does it always come from life experiences? I mean, how does that whole process work?
Well, for this album, yes. I mean, I wrote, you know, truly from an honest place and from things that I had actually went through. So this Honesty album is a real album about things that I experienced or things that go on around me. But I take, you know, just writing in general and just being a songwriter, like, I take inspiration from anything. And doesn't necessarily have to be something that I've already experienced or have gone through, but just something that really triggers me to want to say something about this particular moment.
Have you always been comfortable writing songs and singing about things that are personal?
I haven't, no. And it's probably why it took so long for this record to be made. So, this is me as a very personal song for me on the record. It was probably the longest song that took me to finish writing that. But I've, over the years, I have become comfortable with becoming more personal with my music, because I feel I owe it to my listeners and to the followers and people that listen to my music. I just want to be as authentic as possible and give, you know, the listener something real, you know.
Well, I think that's the best thing you can do, and I really feel that in your music. I asked that question because I ask this question a lot to songwriters about how, you know, what the process is and how they do that. And you were talking about, you know, experiences that you have in life. And I know that some people are very protective of that, because it's like, okay, I've got this song and it's in my heart and I'm going to let it out, and I'm not sure how it will be accepted. Does that ever come as a part of that live?
Oh,
do you
absolutely.
Ever think that? Yeah, I think that, to me, it would be very difficult to do. But I also think it's one of the parts of a formula that make an amazing artist and make somebody want to pay attention, because it's an honesty that's coming through, as it is the name of your album, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, And again, like, this record should have been out maybe a year and a half ago, but because of my own personal insecure feelings about it and whether or not I wanted to share this part, or, oh, I don't think this really sounds good, like, I, you know, took a lot more time to really get over that and just said, you know what, live, like, this is a great record and you may be helping someone, so just put the music out, you know. It's what you're here to do, is just to share. So I really had to get over myself first.
Yeah, well, I've asked the question to a lot of singer-songwriters and people that have said, you know, right now there's a lot of questions out there about, you know, what makes somebody successful, you know, what makes somebody, as a musician, feel good about themselves. And I've been doing this, you know, interviewing musicians since 2008, and the whole quest live is just, you know, I love talking to people that are gifted, talented musicians, artists, and to play their music and to just kind of get inside their head a little bit and find out what's going on, because a lot of times people will go listen to an artist and they'll like it or they won't like it, but if they hear about the person and they really get to know the person, I think it means so much more. And a lot of times what I hear from these guys that have been doing it a while is play do the music that you feel comfortable with, that you feel is good. Don't worry about what, you know, the producers feel, what all these, you know, record people feel, what all of other people feel. If you play it from your heart and you play it the way you want to do it, you'll feel pretty good about it, and that will carry over to the audience. Is that something that you used in this album?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's been times where Sean and I would just go at it with, you know, because he had a particular idea for a track, and I had my own personal idea, and it was like, you know, look, this goes against what I'm, why I wrote this song and how I want this to sound. So we had a creative conflict, and, you know, we obviously worked it out to where this album was put out. But yeah, I think it's important to be as authentic as you can, and that's what I use all the time, you know, when it comes to songwriting and even performing live. Even my live performances are, you know, I've coined them as moments. I try to create moments on stage where the audience really feels exactly what I'm doing, and it just makes me feel good when I'm done, like, wow, I really was able to truly express myself as real as possible, and someone actually got it. So it's kind of like where I'm at with songwriting and performing as well.
Now, what is it that you feel when you perform? And I'm asking this because I love listening to live music. I think it's my passion. So I love listening to live musicians. So when you're playing and you're on the other side of it, I mean, I like listening to it. You're performing. How do you know that things are working? How do you know things are clicking?
For me, when I know that I'm playing and singing all the right notes and it comes out effortlessly and it sounds good to me and the audience is like completely still watching,
yep,
that's when I feel as though I'm doing the right thing and I'm really living in the moment, so to speak.
And that's got to be a pretty amazing feeling to look out and to see people just into your music.
Yeah, it's really great, though. But I think the best part about it is when you're done, someone says, wow, you know, I really enjoyed that and I really felt you. Or I'll get a message on Facebook or something. That, to me, is like, wow, you know. That's the best feeling, is getting someone to say, you know, I really connected with you, or that song really inspired me to, you know, change or what have you. That's when I feel like I really did a good thing.
Now, do you design your live shows to be a certain length? I mean, because I think it's an art when an artist gets on stage and they have a certain playlist and the songs kind of feed into each other. Do you consciously live think about that? Okay, I want to play, this is like, we're going to play so many songs, take a break, blah blah blah. I mean, because that's something that when I listen to an artist, I love it when it's arranged good and when they know what's going on, you know, and the band's together and everything is synced in. And for the listeners, that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you're bringing,
oh.
If you've ever been, like anyone that's ever been in a band knows that you have to sink in, you have to have that synergy with the group. And what I think is amazing,
right,
also live is that, you know, you're a human being and life happens, right? So all kinds of things can happen before you get on stage. But when you get on stage, I think my wife's home, so the dogs are barking. But when you do that, it's got to be an amazing thing. How much work can you tell the audience out there that goes into your particular stage show and to make sure that it's just the way you want it?
Well, to be honest, you know, over the last few years, I've been playing acoustically with just a guitar player and a percussion player. So our sets have been, you know, fairly reasonable. We, you know, put together and just acoustically. But I'm actually putting together my official album release party, which is April 11th, with a full band. So this will be the first time that we'll actually be playing the entire album with all the instrumentation, with programs, stems, and everything. So this is almost a first-time experience for me as far as playing my entire record with a full, you know, drum, bass, keys, stems, singers, And already, it's already extensive. Just booking the band and getting the right musicians and getting them all to be rehearsed, the singers rehearsed, and then you implement me. It's already starting to be a huge project, but it's one that I'm extremely excited about to be able to actually, I mean, I've been listening to the album for years and recording it for years, but to now actually hear it live with everything synced in is going to be such an amazing experience. But it does take a lot of work, you know. Having musicians that have never played the record before coming on and having to learn someone else, you know, part and, you know, having everyone synced in and dialed into their, you know, to their instrument is a huge task. But, you know, with the talent of musicians that we have right now, I have no qualms that they're going to just kill the show. So I'm super excited.
So where's the show going to be?
The show is going to be at the venue. It's here in Orlando. If there's anyone that's listening that's from Orlando, the address is 511 Virginia Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32803. I haven't officially announced the date, but it will be April 11th, and on Monday we'll be starting all of the promotion for the event. So this is huge for me. I'm so excited. I never thought that this would ever happen and be possible for me. But, you know, when you dream big and you work hard, anything's possible.
I agree. Now, are you going to record it or video it?
Oh, yes. We'll have it videotaped. I'm also working on having it live streamed as well for anyone that's out of town that may be wanting to, you know, jump on and watch it on stageit.com. I'll be sending out a link so you can get on your computer and watch the show live.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. My guest is Liveheart. Her newest album is Honesty, and you can pick it up on iTunes and Amazon and all the download places, and actually go on her website, which is Liveheart, HARTonline.com. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can go right there and purchase the record. And I highly recommend it. Like I was saying, I was grooving to it this afternoon, and it's awesome. Why don't we play a song? I'd like to integrate the songs from the album into the interview. And you talked about This Is Me, and that it was a little, it was about you, and it was a little difficult to put together. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit live, about that song and how you wrote it?
Well, I wanted to write a song that everyone can relate to as far as going through challenges, difficulties. The first verse is actually I'm talking about myself in, like, third person, because I always felt, like, growing up that, you know, I just never fit in and that I always felt really invisible. So that's kind of where the first verse comes from. And then, you know, the second verse goes into another aspect of just someone else's challenge. So This Is Me just really encompasses the idea of you're not alone, you know, whatever struggles you're going through, we all go through them all, and just a matter of reaching out to someone to just get help, and, you know, you'll find the strength that you need to overcome that. So,
This Is Me. This is Liveheart. You're listening to John Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Locks in the hair has got so much to share. Will anyone stop to just listen? It takes a moment to know that she's special. She lives life to experience the world that she keeps inside. But I wanted to know that she's special, so this is what I tell her. You can fly as high as a bird in the sky. Take your chance on love every time. The way you smile at the world makes an ordinary day so perfect, don't you think?
Welcome everyone back to John Talk Radio. My special guest is Live Heart. You just listened to This Is Me, and that's from her latest release, which is Honesty, and you can pick that up through her website, liveheartonline.com, and it's a beautiful song. Live, it's just great. I think that it's got such a message to it, and you talked about that it was about you, and it was kind of difficult to write, and I'm thinking of a couple of things that it could apply to. Was there anything particular that you were dealing with, or that you wanted people to know that this is me, and you can go through these things, and you can make it up and get to the other side? What was the meat to the song?
Just exactly what you said. Just realizing and knowing consciously that. We all go through the same thing, the same emotions, the same pain, we all, hurt. But there is another side, and you will be okay as long as you just ask for help and just know that you're not alone in whatever it is that you're feeling and going through.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And what is it that you think is so powerful about music live that – like in the community I live in right now, I live in Central Ohio, and there's been a really tough time in the high schools around here with young people and suicide, and it's just taken the community by surprise that people that seemingly had everything together and their lives were good from what everybody could see, but there were these things working on the inside of these kids, and the community is trying, you know, get together and do whatever they can. And a lot of times I've found out that you know, through my love of music, and that music can reach people live that possibly no other way, you know, in no other powerful way can they get this message that through music. What has that meant in your life, and what do you think? Why do you think that is?
I believe that music is the universal language, the language of the universe. And there are things you can talk directly to a particular issue through music that almost anybody can relate to, if it really strikes a chord with them. You know, teen suicide is really unfortunate, and I mean, I've even have my own battles with that as a teen myself, and I know that my safe haven was music, and playing music and learning music was one of the things that I used to escape the stresses of the world and of school, and you know, and just feeling completely alone. I just believe that there's something about music that really brings people together, and I really like that about what it does, and I think that is part of the reason why I am a musician and why I choose to follow this path.
Well, talk about that. I mean, talk about your life and how you got started in music, because every time I ask musicians this live, I get different answers, and some people like were in a very musical family, some people were not, some people found music to be like an outlet, some people took, you know, very structured lessons. How did it start with you? I mean, when you were a child, were you in a musical family, and how did your love for music grow?
Well, my dad, you know, was a singer. He sang in a doo-wop group back in his day, back in Jamaica. And I think it all kind of just started with me in school. I started playing the violin in third grade. And when I reached into middle school, I had been watching. I was up late one Saturday night, I remember this specifically, and I was watching a program, and they had this guy playing the saxophone, and I was like, wow, just so in awe by just how that sounded and the way the instrument looked. And so the next day, my parents signed me up to join our school band. When I was in sixth grade, I started playing the sax, and from there, I started playing different instruments all the way up to high school. So just playing instruments was big for me in middle school and high school. And I was also writing poetry, which at the time I didn't know it was poetry. I was just writing these poems, which eventually turned into song and little melodies I would just come up with in my bedroom, of things that happened that day or things that, you know, I would rewrite a song that I heard on the radio. I would change verses and change words, and I'd be like, oh, this sounds better this way. And I would do stuff like that. And then I started playing the guitar. I've only been playing the guitar probably just maybe 7-8 years. I haven't been playing very long, but I kind of picked it up after I discovered NDRE. And, you know, she really inspired me a huge bunch to really pursue my career musically. And the guitar kind of just aided me as a way to, you know, express the songs that I was writing. You know, so it's been a beautiful instrument, just learning it and to discover more songs through the guitar. So that's pretty much my musical background.
Now, when you were writing the poems and, you know, writing down the that turned into lyrics, talk about that, because a lot of people do that, but they don't. It doesn't go anywhere. And I think that whenever I hear people, like anyone has things like that, I love it, because it's like usually so amazing. But it, a lot of times live, it doesn't get past, you know, that person. Was there somebody that you shared your poetry with that you know, because that's kind of a a really interesting thing if you think about it, because if you don't have somebody you share it with, it might stay there forever, and you may never get, you know, like where you are now, where that's turned into your music. You've become a singer songwriter. You have an album. What was that? Was there a barrier there, or do you remember who you first shared your thoughts and your poetry, and then eventually your music with?
This is kind of funny, but once I realized that, you know, after, once I started writing these poems and really adding these melodies to them, my father was a truck driver when I was growing up. And so, you know, whenever he would be home, I would sit in his cab, in the cab of the truck, and I would actually take the CB, and I would just sing these songs into the CB channel, whatever channel they were on. And I didn't know it was broadcasting to whatever trucker may have been.
No, that's wild.
But they would actually respond back, and they'd say, wow, that was great. We want another one. And I would just sit there for, you know, an hour or two just singing these songs through the CB radio. And that actually was a little outlet for me at the time to, you know, try out, unknowing what I was really doing. I was just as a small kid, just singing, and that was my microphone, was the CB radio on my dad's truck, and people were talking back saying they liked it, so I just kept doing it.
That's really cool. I've never heard that one before, so that's really great. And I think it's also important, too, to be able to get feedback, because that's another question I wanted to ask you. You were, you know, about that, because it's not, you don't always want positive feedback, and not everything's always going to be positive. Are there people around you that you trust live that you know they're going, when you like bring a song forward, or you, that they're going to be really honest with you? And has that always been an easy thing for you to accept? Because sometimes it's good for, I like just hearing good things, but I know it's not always the case. Does that make any sense?
Right. Yeah, I have, you know, I have a small group of friends that I trust that, you know, I can come to them with, like, pretty much any song, and they're like, wow, that's great. And I know that they're really being honest, that they really do like the song. But Sean, who produced the Honesty album, he's probably my biggest mentor, but he's very, like, no, that sucks, go back and rewrite that. Oh, I already know where you're going with that chord. Like, he's very, like, black and white when it comes to, you know, my creative process and his opinions of what I'm doing. I know that he loves me, and I know he loves what I'm doing, but I really appreciate him being very cut and dry with me, because he's allowed me to grow. You know, please don't say it's over. Like that bridge, I rewrote the bridge 3 times on that particular song, because every time, you know, he was just like, oh, I already know where you're going. That doesn't make any sense. Rewrite. And I really appreciated that, because, you know, I'm still young. I'm still growing. I'm still really exploring my songwriting, and to have somebody there to guide me has really helped me a lot. So I don't get hurt feelings at all if someone says, oh, I don't like that song, or that sucks. I don't get hurt at all.
That's,
it's like, great, I want you to say that.
That's really good. Well, let's play the song. This is Please Don't Say It's Over, and this is Live Heart is my guest tonight, and this is from her latest release, Honesty. And let's play it, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about the making of the album. So that you're
okay.
Listening to John Talk Radio. I guess it's Live Heart, and we'll be right back.
I didn't appreciate your want, your need, your hopes, your dreams.
Please Don't Say It's Over. That's from Liveheart's latest release, Honesty. You can pick it up on iTunes and Amazon, and go to her website, liveheartonline.com, and you can check it out there. So let's talk about Liveheart. Let's talk about the making of the album. And we've hit on it a little bit. And a lot of folks, this is what always gets me. A lot of people will listen to an album, they'll go to a live show, whatever, but they don't really understand what goes into it. They don't get it. They don't know like they say, the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into making a recording, getting the people together. You were talking about a little bit live about, you know, getting the musicians ready to do the CD release party, and that's not an easy thing. And none of it is really easy. But if you're doing something you love and it's your passion, you know, it's what you want to do. Let's talk about the whole idea behind the album, where it came from, and how it came to being. Take it from the beginning. Okay, I've got these songs, I've got all this stuff going on, and I want to make an album. How do you do that? How do you connect the dots?
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I had been writing songs, you know, just writing, and Sean Fisher and I were really great friends, and I knew he was an amazing producer, and I'd gone to him and I said, hey, listen, I've got, you know, these great songs I would love to record with you and really try to make an album. And he said, okay, you know, let me see what you've got. And I started playing these songs for him, and he's like, okay, great, well, keep writing. And he kind of sent me away for like a year. I felt like kind of like Mr. Miyagi and Danielson and that Karate Kid movie. He kind of sent me away and was like, good, I like what you got, you know, but keep writing. So
wash on, wash off, yep.
Yeah, so basically I continued to write for a whole year again, just writing more material, and I went back to him and I'm like, hey, come check out my stuff. I've got some new music, I've got new songs, I really want to work with you. And so he's like, okay, he listened to my songs, and he's like, wow, I really like these, and, you know, got me in touch with Glenn Barclay of Going Native Records, and we started recording the album. And it was an experience that I had, you know, quite liked that before. I mean, I've recorded an album before through Urbanesque, but this is a little different. We were using all live musicians, live drums, live keys and bass, and it's really cool now the way, you know, technology is. Like, all the musicians didn't come together in a studio to record separately all that same day. You know, everyone had their respective studios, and they recorded their parts and just sent it over via email. And Sean kind of pieced together each song, and he directed each musician as to what, you know, he wanted to have them play, and I recorded my guitar parts and had them redubbed with Geraldo. So that process was really cool, to see an album come together right before your eyes, and you haven't really even seen that one player, because everyone's recording separately. So that was kind of amazing. And then we went in, and I recorded vocals, and then Natalia Ortiz recorded her background vocals separately after mine. So the process was obviously over 2 years of recording this record, and a lot of tears and a lot of doubt went into it for me, because, you know, when you're working on something for so long, you almost kind of think that it's not going to ever get done or ever happen, or you start to question whether or not you made the right decision, or, you know, is this really what you want to do? And I knew I was creating something that was going to be beautiful, and I couldn't stop. You know, I really, this was an opportunity that I really wanted to take full advantage of, and regardless of all the fears that I was having at the time, I really had to overcome them quick, because I just wanted to finish this record. And we actually finished the record. The record had been done like about a year and a half ago, and I went back in, like I said before, and retweaked and we thought about different parts, and oh, I don't like this, I think we should change this. So we went back in and reworked the record, so that took some more time, and now we're here. So it is a process when it comes to putting out music. It doesn't just, for some people, as far as, it, you know, as an independent artist, and for someone who's working independently, you know, you've got a 9-to-5 job, and then you go to the studio, and then you've got to pay the studio, and you've got, you know, there's, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So when someone tells me that they really enjoy my music, or they really inspired by what I've created, it really feels good to me, because I know that I did the right thing, and taking my time and really working through the process was the right thing to do.
Well, I think it did a great job on it. I just want to touch on a little bit about when you were listening to the tracks coming back, and you had the different musicians, and you had Sean working on the production of it. What was it that you were looking for? You would talk live a little bit about, okay, we got to tweak this, we got to redo this. Was there something that you had, like this idea or this vision in your head of what it was going to sound like? I mean, was that what you were going for, or was it you were listening to the tracks and thinking, oh, this could be a little different? Because I've talked to folks that have gone in and they said, okay, we're going to record live, we're going to do it, we're going to do it in one, maybe two takes, and that's going to be it. I've talked to people that have done so many takes of the songs, and somebody has had to say, that's enough, we can't do any more. How does that whole work for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, as the songs were coming back, as they were, you know, mixes were coming for me to listen and to approve, I had already kind of, you know, I wrote all the songs, so I know how I heard them as I was writing them. And what Sean did, he almost just took what was inside of my head and put it, you know, on this album. Like, everything that he did was right on with what I was feeling when I was writing. Some of the little smaller things that we tweaked were just, you know, the timing of certain instruments coming in, and, you know, different parts that should be played by with other instruments. And I learned that when I was in Urban S and I was working with Fight Ren, what I learned from him was that you're never going to be satisfied. You know, you're never going to be 100% pleased with what you create. And you almost have to just not be so attached to the project and just let it go. And that's kind of like what I had to do once we got to the point where, okay, there's nothing left for us to do on this record. You just got to let it go. So I had to really just say, okay, this is what it's going to be. This is how it turned out. I am happy. You just got to let it go, because you're never going to really be satisfied, because I think that we as artists, we're, and just people in general, we're our biggest critics. We're always going to find something that could be done differently or change something that could be better. But at the end of the day, is it authentic? Yes. You know, is someone going to relate to it? Yes. And that's kind of what I had to really go on as I was critiquing this album and really putting it together.
Talk about the song Summer Love. That's a really good song on the album. It's an upbeat song. It's kind of has I think it would be a good, you know, radio song. Talk about that one, Live, how you wrote that and how that came to being. And we'll play it then.
Summer Love is a really cool song. I kind of wrote that song, again, you know, really crushing hard on someone. I have a lot of crushes. just, you know, it was that summertime, like, I fell in love with someone, and I was really crushing hard, and that's kind of where that song came out of. And I, acoustically, when I play the song acoustically, I don't play it how it was produced on the record. Like, this is actually Sean's creation of what he heard the songs to be like. And I was like, wow, that's your interpretation, that's what you gathered from my guitar parts? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So I actually went with that idea because I thought it was really cool. I really liked his idea for this song. So you know, we went ahead and went that in that direction, which is definitely different from all the other tracks on the album. But it does fit in sonically with the entire Honesty record.
Well, let's play that. This will be Summer Love, and then we'll come back and finish up the interview with Liveheart. And you're listening to John Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after this.
I've never felt this way before, and it's something I think I can't ignore. I guess the feeling it must be love, that thing that I dream of. All alone in my mind, I think of the day of the mind.
Welcome everyone back to John Talk Radio. Live, it's been great talking to you. I really appreciate you taking your time and being on the show tonight.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me.
I know you've got the album release party coming up and the album's out. Anything else, any other projects or anything you'd like to talk about?
No, right now we're just focusing on our single, which is We Can Change the World. It's a great record. It's awesome. It has an awesome message. And it's produced over a pretty cool reggae vibe. So We Can Change the World. We're shooting a video for that in the next couple weeks. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So how is that process of the video shoot? I can imagine that always seems to me to be stressful. A lot of artists live will say it isn't, but to me it seems like it would be. How are you approaching that?
I'm just approaching it really lighthearted, just being light and laid back. Like, I've got a really great video team that is handling a lot of the, you know, running around as far as finding locations and actors and extras and things like that for the video. So I'm in really great spirits and excited to work on my second video for the album. So this is pretty cool.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll definitely keep in touch. I think the album is amazing. I love listening to it, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you, listeners, for hanging out with us.
And we'll go out and we'll play a couple of songs. And thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's up to us to change it. And we can. With four simple
All right.
letters. L-O-V-E.
Yay! Yeah. We can change the world.
Love. matter what the people say.